You're listening to SBS News.
For Orthodox Christians, the 7th of January is one of the most important days of the year. Across the world, families attend church services to celebrate the Orthodox Christmas. Inside the Church of Nativity in Bethlehem, revered by Christians as the site of Jesus' birth, church services went ahead as planned. But just outside, protesters vented their outrage, claiming to have been betrayed by the head of their church. Local Bethlehem resident Peter Quamry explains.
We are boycotting his arrival to Bethlehem in protest against his disgraceful actions, including selling the Orthodox Wakaf to the Zionist movement.
Branding him as a traitor, Patriarch Theophilus III needed heavy security as he made his way to the church. It's not the welcome he would have wanted. As he walked, thousands of Palestinians demanded his resignation for allegedly selling off church land to Israel. Meanwhile, in Russia, President Vladimir Putin joined the Christmas service in St. Petersburg. Almost 40% of Orthodox Christians live in Russia, and hundreds of thousands made their way to church in the early hours of the morning. And in Egypt, the largest cathedral in the Middle East opened its doors for Coptic Christians. The group is often targeted by Islamic militants, and just hours before church services began, a police officer was killed while attempting to defuse a bomb near a Cairo church. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi called for unity.
If we preserve our nations and keep them safe, we not only repair the damage, but we rebuild. We are building 14 new cities with mosques and churches and everything.
In Australia, there are around 100,000 Coptic Orthodox Christians. John Knorr from the Coptic Diocese of Sydney says change in Egypt will have a positive impact for Christians around the world.
Us as Christian Copts living in Australia, we're very happy to see that the overseas world is changing. Very happy to see that the government is working with Christians of Egypt.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.